Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. I have in my studio today Mark Bunnell and Mark Wickman. They are with Helper Dark Sky Observers. They've got an event coming up on October 1st, which also happens to be International Observe the Moon Night. This one is going to go on in the parking lot of Mountain View Cemetery and Helper. Starts about 6, goes to 10, and I know what you're thinking. It's not dark at 6. They've got plenty of fun things planned for the whole family. We're going to talk with them a little bit about this. Mark and Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Wow, thanks very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're going
to
start with Mark Bunnell first, okay? Mark Bunnell, how long have you had this interest in the stars, and how long has it been since, you know, how long have you been sharing it with other people?
I started my interest in astronomy and the stars when I was, I believe, 11 years old when I got a telescope for my birthday. And I've had that interest off and on, mostly on, for the rest of my life.
And it's amazing what's out there. It really is. And I got into it a little bit when I believe I was in 10th grade. Our geology teacher wanted to teach us about the stars, and we would go and do observing at nights. And it's amazing what is out there, and it's also amazing what other people don't know is out there. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And that's what keeps us all interested in the night sky, I believe.
All right. And now let's talk to Mark Wickman. Mark, same question. How long has it been for you? When did you start getting interested in astronomy and the stars?
Well, Dave, I've always liked science. And back in college, I had a couple of astronomy courses. And then after that, I just kind of dropped it. And then about 25 years ago, there was a friend of my wife's that started going to an astronomy club. And so then I bought wound up buying the first of many telescopes. I don't like to tell my wife how many. And anyway, so since then, I've been, you know, reading about it and viewing. And it's been very enjoyable.
It's one of those things that you can tell her how many, you just don't want her to know how much you spent on them.
Might be 10. Don't tell her that.
All right. We're going to pick on Mark Bunnell mostly. Sounds like, Mark, your voice is kind of in and out on you, so we'll try and take it easy on you. Mark, how long has the Helper Dark Sky Observers been around?
The club started about 6 years ago, and it was formed in conjunction with Helper City having the desire to become an official dark sky site.
And that has happened.
That has happened. That happened a few years ago. And since then, we've been holding events as a dark sky site throughout the year for the last probably about 4 to 5 years.
Okay, and as I said, this is kind of coincides with International Observe the Moon Night. Once again, it's going to go on up at Mountain View Cemetery in the parking lot starting at about 6. So what kind of projects and things are you going to have for everybody? Because this is a family event. You want everybody to come out to this one, don't you?
Yes, this is indeed a family event. We will have a number of activities for the kids. Of course, they'll be able to look through telescopes and binoculars at the moon. We'll have some little craft activities where they can make their own little mini moon. And we'll have poster-sized papers where they can kind of map the moon based on what they see in the telescopes. We'll have a few prizes and things for kids to do to keep them busy and keep them interested.
So let's talk about what people are going to actually, I mean, yes, you're going to show them the moon and they can take get a good look at the moon, but what kind of other things are going to be available that they can look at while you guys are out there?
We're going to have a telescope. You'll be able to see Saturn. So that's always a great thing, especially the first time people see Saturn. It's, it's fantastic.
I remember that was one of the things that we looked at in geology class, and it was during the day. That was the weirdest part.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is he had his, and you could see it. It almost looked like a picture. That was the weird thing about it. You know, it was kind of like a black and white picture, but you could see it, and you could see some of the formation of the rings going around Saturn and that.
Right.
But very interesting. Great stuff. Great stuff.
It's very small.
It is.
But still, that's very. No, very visible.
And so once again, you just want to invite everybody out and you want to share this with everyone. So if anybody has any questions or anything like that, Mark, where can they get a hold of information? You said you guys have a website, you have a Facebook page?
Yes, we have a Dark Sky Helper, Dark Sky Observers webpage. You can search for that, and it's easy to find. And also, it'll be posted on the Castle Valley Stargazers Facebook group. And just join the group, and it's a fun group. We have about 600 members right now. And so that information will be there as well.
Okay, and the other thing that you wanted to let everybody know is that you're welcome to bring binoculars and telescopes, but if they don't have them, you'll have telescopes set up there, right?
That's right.
I mean, Mark let the cat out of the bag. He's got 10.
Uh-oh. So, don't say that.
But just get out there and have a lot of fun. And Mark, I'm going to let you kind of, Mark Bunnell, I'm going to let you kind of put the top on this and kind of invite everybody out, tell them when, tell them where, and all those good things.
So please come and enjoy the evening from 6 to 10, Helper, just north side of the cemetery. Take the road to the swimming pool and you'll get there. We'll have telescopes to look through. You can take pictures. We'll have a camera set up so you can also take pictures and we can email them to you. We'll have a lot of things going on. Spend a half hour, spend all 4 hours, you know, whatever you want, and it should be a lot of fun.
And it's great for kids.
Absolutely. Bring out the whole family for this one. It's going to be a lot of fun going on this Saturday, October 1st, up at the northwest corner of the Mountain View Cemetery. Just head on up there. You'll see them. They'll be in the parking lot all set up and waiting for you to get there. Mark. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
And thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.